Yes, Roger.
Hi, Roger. It's Tina from Local Squatch. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. So I understand that you had a question about the call tracking number.
I didn't really have a question. I just wanted my number to be visible when people are calling. I don't want them, even though it's going to get directed to us, I still want them to have our number, not another number.
Okay. So they do require the call tracking number to go on there, and that's only because it helps you with two benefits. One is it helps eliminate spam callers because we put a press one, press two greeting on there, meaning, you know, if you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both options will route over to you. But a lot of spam calls we found are computer generated, so they can't press one or two. And those types of calls would fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end. It doesn't affect your business line in any way, shape, or form. So if you have that listed, you know, on your site or other destination, all of that stays the same. Those calls come directly to the business line, but this just helps track the performance that you're getting through this campaign.
Yeah, so which numbers are going to be visible when? Because I don't want a random number to be on our Google page that's not our physical number, or on our website page. I want that to be our specific number, not another number.
Yeah. So you can keep the number on your website since you already have that site, but they would promote the call tracking on the Google business page because that's what we promise is first page placement, right? But it would be another 918 area code number that once they set it up, they'll give it to you so you can bookmark it. And it's integrated with the Local Splash app. So you can download the app through either the Android or the iPhone store and log into it with your credentials that are in your welcome email. And that way you can reply to customers calling through the app or through your phone. Meaning if they say that they wanted to send you a picture or something of the problem they're having with their appliance, that all of that would still work through that call tracking number.
Yes, and so the reason why I don't want a different number, especially on our Google, is because people save our number. So they'll save that number, and once we cancel, because we're going to cancel in 3 months, they're going to have the wrong number saved, and I want to avoid that.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay. You might not cancel in 3 months, though, depending on how much business this brings, right? Because getting the Google business page verified, once that happens, that in and of itself won't bring new clients unless it gets, you know, optimized and published on the first page, right? Because that's where most people make their buying decisions. So, you know, you might do so well with it that you want to keep it. But you're thinking that people are going to save the call tracking number and then they wouldn't be able to get a hold of you again?
Yes, because a lot of people save our number once they get a hold of us because we offer such good quality service that they don't want to go to anybody else. So
Roger. That's really good. So if they called the call tracking number and it was not working, they could still look you up like they always did, and then we would put your actual number back on the Google business page.
Yeah, I understand everything that you're saying, but you're not trying to see my side of it, but I don't want another number.
Mm-hmm. Okay, question, because sometimes they'll make an exception and allow us to, you know, do this without the call tracking, and I don't know why they make it mandatory because I feel like it's your business. You should be able to promote whatever number you want, right? But they are saying for performance that, the accounts that have it do better, so they're trying to make everybody have it. But you did say earlier that the number that you have for your business is already a call tracking number, right?
No, it's tied to our software.
Oh, it's tied to your software. Okay. So does the software track the performance at all, or does it just help you book appointments and whatnot?
Yeah, it just helps us book appointments, and it's got its own calling system. Everything's recorded, and texts all go to the same software. So we can see all the messages and stuff through that.
Oh, so it's kind of the same thing. Okay, all right. So who do you have that through? It's your software, but what's the name of it?
It's called WorkEase.
WorkEase?
With, and it's spelled with I-Z.
So work like you're going to work, W-O-R-K, and then I-Z?
Yes.
Okay. I will put this in your notes that you already have a similar system through WorkEase, and then I'll tell them that we're going to just promote your number outright. So I'm so sorry for the confusion, but it's a good thing that you have that, because for people that already have something like that in place, they let them continue to use it, because when you see an increase in calls through Google, it'll all be tracked on that number. You'll be able to compare it with today's numbers, right? So that's a good thing. You'll still have some type of tracking, but it's just through your own number. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. Or, you know, sometimes I tell people just do it the old-fashioned way. You know, start asking people, how'd you hear about us? And unless they're a referral, they're going to say, I looked you up online. I saw you on the computer. I found you on Google. All of that is as a result of this program. So, you know, it's always a good idea to track it manually, too. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Okay, so Roger, let me get with Nikki and reschedule the client interview. Let me see if anything is available. If not, I'll have her call you tomorrow. Would that work?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, so let's just see. Preliminary, I'll tell her to call you right now if she can, but in case she's in an appointment for tomorrow, I have a 9 o'clock open, 11:30, or 1.
Hold on just a second here.
We could even go later. We have a 4 o'clock open for tomorrow, too. But I'm hoping, you know, we won't need it and she can call you now. But if, in, just in case, I want to put something down for you.
Sorry, I was looking at my schedule for tomorrow. What was she saying?
9 o'clock, 11:30, or 1?
9 o'clock will be fine.
9. Okay, perfect. So I'm rescheduling that, and if she can call you right now, we'll just cancel that for tomorrow, but I just want to have a backup just in case, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good evening, too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye.